Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to a special pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves podcast. ISE's become the big, not just AV show, but digital signage show in the world, really. It's actually bigger than any digital signage show, even though it's not exclusively a digital signage show. And I have one of the leading, if not arguably the leading digital signage company on with me today, Jeff Hastings of BrightSign. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, Gary. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. I mean, what you have done single-handedly from your brain and your company is create an entire industry, or simplify an entire industry, I should say. And with BSN Cloud launching last year, and I know you've been doing a lot of testing on this, you have provided, in my opinion, a platform for development for everyone in the industry to really simplify things, but also make the manageable more secure and more reliable and more consistent. At least that's the way I see it. How's that going with BSN Cloud?
So it's going really well. Basically, we announced it last year at ISE 2019, and we've spent the last year testing it with a whole bunch of people and doing a lot of just really in-depth analysis with our customers actually using the product. And one of the things that we really looked at with BSN.cloud was a lot like that we took the original view on our business 10 years ago when we split out from Roku, was basically taking this concept of making something, pretty sophisticated and typically hard to use and transitioning that into a device that was easy to use. And that was our whole media player lineup that we started in 2009 with, and dramatically simplified the world at the time when almost everyone was using PCs and worried about drivers and operating systems. We basically took that concept and made it into an appliance with some pretty easy to use software tools. Well, the world's evolved a lot since then. And what we've seen is the tools are still needed. And back in 2009, the PC was the platform that we had our tools running on. In today's world, people are using much more browser-based. There's an equal share of Macs and PCs out there. So with BSN.cloud, we wanted to address that to move to more kind of platforms and a lot more kind of cloud-based services, hence the name BSN.cloud. And then secondly, what we realized after shipping over 1.5 million players is that the management of these devices in the field is a significant issue, not only when you initially install them, but over time being able to understand what's going on with them. And so what we've done there is build this platform to really allow you to easily manage and deploy them. So that's a big part of what we did. And, when we introduced this product a year ago in ISE, one of our big, kind of statements was we were building this so that our partners, our CMS partners and content partners could easily integrate into this platform. And, it's really coming true. We've got about 8 partners that are currently kind of certified and integrated. And we've got another 8 to 10 more that are basically on the slate that should be finished by the end of this Q1. So, it's a strategy that we're taking to really, like I said early on, simplify the world of digital signage. And, that really includes both hardware and software. So really, creating a whole new category instead of just having a device, we're creating an ecosystem of software and hardware to make these things very easy to deploy and manage. So literally in today's BSN.cloud, you can literally set up a profile from one of our partners like AppSpace. You can configure it and you can now add players, and basically without doing anything to the player other than opening it out of the box and putting in the amount of storage that you want to put in there, everything after that's completely automated. So it really is zero touch deployment.
Yeah. And first of all, as you know, when I wrote about it, when you launched it last year, I thought it was going to be the future of signage. I still think that what you're doing is interesting because you're sort of providing the cloud infrastructure for everyone to use, even your competitors in a way. So I want to come back to that in just a second. Certainly the hardware component is still, every signage system has some piece of hardware somewhere. And most of them have still media players behind the displays still. Ultimately, I think we'll get to a place where those will be embedded. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but I know you also have sort of embedded options for third-party options for you have OEMs with. But the core of that right now is still the player, and you are still, I think, one of the leaders, if not the leader in players. Talk about what we should expect to see when we go in your booth at ISC in Amsterdam in a couple of weeks. By the way, you're in Hall 8E200. What kind of players will we see? Is it going to be more of what we've already seen, or did you launch some new stuff recently?
You'll see pretty much the same Series 4 players that we had last year. What you'll be seeing in our booth is some really impressive experiences. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of the LEDs around the world are actually powered by BrightSigns. You don't really see them, but we power a lot of LEDs, so we're going to have some really cool LED displays in our booth, really, highlighting that fact. We'll have a lot of other displays in the booth showing different experiences. So, it's really showing off at ISE what you could do with our players. We'll also be showing off BSN.cloud and doing demonstrations of that and showing kind of the ease of which you can deploy and monitor devices and troubleshoot them over the web. And then we're actually doing some integrations with some of the screen manufacturers that we're probably not going to talk about today, but we'll be doing some announcements as we get close to ISE of showing how BSN.cloud is not just about the player, it's about the screens and having everything connected to that. Because one of the things that we hear from a lot of people as they're managing the devices or a signage network is, how can I tell exactly what the screen's doing? How can I understand the control of the screen? The screen manufacturers have their own ecosystem, but most people don't want another control system for this screen or that screen because they typically have a heterogeneous screen environment out there. So what we're doing is actually pulling in screen control into BSN.cloud. And we'll be showing some previews of that at ISE, and we'll be adding more and more kind of screen manufacturer support and control over time. So that really when you're in BSN.cloud using our players and a wide variety of screens, you'll get a homogeneous environment that you can look at and control these. And this really is just expanding more on the concept of a platform and not just a piece of hardware.
That's really interesting. I think that you're onto something when you're starting integrating the control of the other pieces, because then if you have full control, you'll always know what's going on without having to have visual confirmation. And I think as networks become more sophisticated and companies start putting internal and external networks on the same platform, that's going to, as you go to the cloud, that's going to be an issue, because not everything can everyone see. So people don't know something's going on until they're warned about it. And most of the time it has to do with the display. So that, I think that's interesting. Let me go back to the cloud for just a second. Tell me where your vision is for all signage to be driven completely over the network, and that all these sort of integrated playing systems will be integrated into displays themselves? Or do you think that's an unrealistic vision?
It's as we see things more, the trend of players being integrated, it's unclear where that's kind of the winning solution. Clearly on the consumer side, where, people buy products and it's a transaction, if you will, the integrated solution is clearly the winner there. On the commercial side, it's really unclear at this point. There's definitely a few of the big manufacturers that are pushing the built-in solutions, but we've seen a lot of those folks already being unhappy with it as they have rollouts over multiple years. And they now, what I think the original customer thought of was, I'll just buy from the same manufacturer and those screens will, kind of just be able to be upgraded over time. It's not really happening. So what it looks like is, as different series of these screens come out over the years from the same screen manufacturer, they look like completely different devices on the network. And that's causing people to not be very happy with it, because unlike what we do for our players, we can upgrade them and continue to upgrade them. I think we're supporting players that are now over 6 years old in the field with the current version of software. The screen manufacturers tend to, much like on the consumer side, they release the software. They may have a firmware upgrade for that, but that's only for 1 year. And the next year's version is completely different. And you can't support last year's model with this year's software. So I think that's one of the things that we've been seeing that people are not really happy with from the screen manufacturers is having these devices in the field that are kind of locked on the old software, which means from a features point of view, you can't get the latest and greatest features across all the devices, and you're kind of stuck with kind of the first screen that you put out there. That's all the capabilities you can take advantage of. So I think we're seeing that as an evolving, you know, kind of field. And that's why a lot of people continue to buy our players, knowing that they can upgrade them over time and that the cost is fairly minimal when you look at kind of the longevity of the devices.
I hadn't thought about that, but you're exactly right. That's very logical what you said. And, you know, comparing the consumer application versus a commercial or industrial application. So I want to make sure everyone goes by the BrightSign booth. BrightSign always has some really forward thinking concepts in your brains. So talking to you is always great because you really know the market better than anyone. Again, you're in Hall 8, you're in stand E200. So make sure you put them on the on your stop list for the show. And Jeff, I really appreciate you joining me.
Thanks, Gary. And it's we're really looking forward to an exciting ISE. We're right on the main aisle in Hall 8, so you're going to see some pretty bright LEDs sticking out and a lot of purple in the booth. So thanks again.
And we will be by there. Yeah, and we'll be going there and shooting videos on all the new stuff they do show there. So you can follow all of our ISE coverage at raypubs.com/ISE or go to brightsign.biz. I think that's still your URL, right? Brightsign.biz?
Brightsign.biz, exactly. Yep.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.